Cities in Memory is a global kind of collaborative sound map, you might say, where anyone from around the world can contribute field recordings of what the world sounds like to them. And we've gathered about 4,000 sounds from around the world, and we've covered more than 100 countries and territories. We've done the sounds of protest, we've done the sounds of prayer and churches and temples and so on. But this year, obviously, there was no other candidate when we once we got to March than to try and somehow chart the way that the sounds of the world have changed since the COVID-19 lockdowns. People originally kind of said to themselves, well, isn't the world getting quieter and there's less sound? But actually, I think one of the things that we found is there wasn't less sound, there was just different sound. So you were hearing things that you wouldn't normally be able to hear. For example, you know, there are some recordings in the project of what you would consider to be your classic iconic tourist locations, like Times Square in New York, recorded in the middle of the lockdown. Obviously, Times Square normally has tens of thousands of people in it at all times, and all you can hear in this recording is the sound of the air conditioning coming from all of the buildings around Times Square, which you obviously never normally be able to hear at all. So it's like this sort of alien drone in the middle of Times Square that sits underneath everything that's normally going on in that space.
There's also an extraordinary international representation. I just loved Christian Strothmann's recording in India of Tibetan morning prayer. And then contrast that or set that besides bells ringing in Portugal that Pedro Sousa has contributed. Those kind of soundscapes really bring us together. It's extraordinary.
That's one of the classic kind of signal sounds of any town or city where, you know, hundreds of years ago, the bells would have been the loudest sound for, you know, hundreds of metres, even a few kilometres around. And those bells would have signalled the changes in your daily life. So when you needed to get up in the morning, when you needed to go to bed, when you needed to go to prayer, when it was lunchtime, all that kind of stuff, it would mark the hours of the day. In recent decades, those sounds have been drowned out by traffic noise. And I think what we've really seen is it's almost like you're hearing the way a city would have been 200, 300, 400 years ago. During the lockdown, the sounds of daily life were pared back and they allowed us to hear the soundscapes that are always underneath what we're normally hearing.
Absolutely loved sifting through the hashtag stay home sounds that have been produced by your contributors. Two jumped out at me from Scandinavia. There are some lovely children's stories in Finland that have been contributed by Josephine Hoggett's socially distanced children, she notes.
Alleen omdat ik een reus is, denk jij dat ik een mensenpeuzelende kannibaal is, schreeuwde hij.
And then from Eva Munson in Sweden, Snow playing the guitar.
One of the key factors of lockdown for a lot of people initially and possibly as we move into the winter is the inability to spend time with friends and family. So the recording from Josephine in Finland there is one where she couldn't spend time with her godchildren. So she recorded herself reading out stories from Roald Dahl and just emailed them across so that she could, you know, remotely still be telling bedtime stories to her godchildren, which was just a lovely thought. I guess the other side of it, the sound from Eva Manson in Sweden was something. She lives in rural Sweden, in basically in the forest, and she's basically she wrote to us that she's trying to stave off boredom, just seeing what would happen when she placed her electric guitar in various places. So she hung it out in a tree outside her house and let the snow effectively play on the pickups.
And here's the hardest question to end with: which is your favourite?
Gosh, that is a difficult one. I would say my favourite sound that I've heard recently is not from the lockdown. It's just a sound that really defines a place that's not like anything else. So last year, before all of this stuff happened, I was fortunate enough to go on holiday to Chile. So I went to Valparaiso, And I was walking down the street with my kind of recording device in hand, and I heard this high-pitched clanging noise. I didn't know what it was, so I pressed record, and I find myself chasing a truck down the road, because there was a tiny truck completely full of gas bottles with a guy standing in the back with a metal pole playing like a melody, playing like a rhythm on the gas bottles as he drove along. And it turns out that throughout Valparaiso, the gas salesmen drive around the town, and it's like the equivalent of an ice cream van klaxon, basically the ice cream van tune, just a signal that the gas salesman is coming. And you start to see people running out of their houses to come and buy gas and take it back home again. So it was such a specific sound of a specific place, and such a traditional sound that you wouldn't really hear anywhere else, that it's a sound that stayed with me for well over a year, and I still think about it very fondly.